right, we were all excited to get started. It was nice to get that that opportunity to play in front of our crowd, our fans, and it was nice to play well. You know, we knew coming in it's just a start. We knew there'd be things to correct, but really proud of, you know, the crisp play. I thought we were physical in the trenches, and those are good things for our football team. Weren't penalized a lot. Didn't do things to beat ourselves, and overall, proud of the effort. So let's just open up and have questions.
Despite the opening drive with the defense, they did a pretty good throughout the game. What did you like? What did you saw today?
Yeah, just leverage and tackling. I think they're a little excited to get going. We had some guys overrun some things there early. Kind of settled down and played a lot better as the game went on. So, you know, I really thought in the trenches, I thought our fronts were stout. I thought offensively and defensively, you know, the line play was really good.
Cooper got involved very early, obviously. How nice was that to get him right into the game and get right into the flow of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. I think we got him four touches in the first series, or I know early in the game. You know, he had his hands on the ball, and it was great to see. You know, we've been working hard to build the rapport there, you know, between Derek and Crabb and Coop, and it was good to see.
Went for a couple of two-point conversions. Is that just a case of why not with less practice?
Yeah, we're trying to learn about that. You know, the two-point play and, you know, what the percentages might be and determine, you know, the probabilities and really have some data to look at. You know, at this point, it's a little bit of an unknown with the two-point. You know, I think even the officials are trying to figure out how it's going to be officiated and the nuances of the rule. You know, we didn't get into penalties affecting whether you would change from a one to a two or a two to a one or whatever it might be. And so, you know, there's something to learn there, and we're just trying to give ourselves a chance to explore some of that, learn some of that.
Carson looked pretty steady there. The last pass was a little forced maybe to Amari. What did you think of him overall?
Yeah, I thought he was really sharp, you know, and just had a little communication breakdown there. We'll get that kind of stuff ironed out. That's the kind of thing you might see in week one of the preseason. But, you know, we'll work hard. I think the communication you saw was pretty doggone good. You guys have been working hard at it. And, you know, we'll just need to clean something like that up.
What do you think, Matt? It looked like you had a couple of big rushes there. Matt did from the right end there.
Yeah, no, I thought we got good pressure. I know we ended up with, I think we had three sacks on the night. We had good pressure on the quarterback. I don't think he was sitting back there comfortable patting the ball. So I thought that was good. And you know, I have to see the tape specifically for each guy, but you know, a couple of guys flashed. You know, Shelby seemed to be very active tonight, and you know, he was definitely a guy that stood out. Very active. You know, that's what we see in practice every day. You know, he flies around. He's very, very active. I think he led the team tonight in tackles. Speed showed up. You know, that one time the quarterback tried to break contain, and he ran him down for a sack, I think it ended up being. Well, that was his speed, you know. So that's one of the reasons we have him here.
What did you say about the team that you were so clean in terms of penalties and operation and procedure calls?
Yeah. That's really what I was looking for. I mean, so I just finished telling them how proud I was of that, because that's what we need to be a good football team. You know, we need to play clean football. It needs to be crisp. Those are the things we're striving to do is, you know, give ourselves a chance, make sure that we eliminate, you know, pre-snap errors. Let's be sound in what we're doing. Let's make people come through us physically, and let's be, you know, conditioned to handle that. And so I think, you know, it was a good beginning for us.
He needs a little undersized. It seems to shed the blockers pretty well.
Who's that now?
He needs to
undersize. Yeah, and that's, you know, look, fundamentals of blocking and shedding blocks are at the forefront of good offense and good defense. You know, I mean, so, you know, he's a guy that likes to stick it in there. We've worked hard with him. We'll continue to work with him. He's still got work to do, but, you know, the more he can utilize his hands and separate so he can use his speed. You know, he's got terrific speed, so. The more he can keep himself alive by utilizing his hands, the better.
How did Curry look in game six?
He looked similar to how he's been looking. You know, he's been looking really good. You know, he hit the holes. He's got good vision. Got good balance. And I think he's done well.
The offensive line seemed to look steady on both the run and the pass.
Yeah, I think it was solid. I think it all starts there with the line play. They have a very good front, so it was a good opportunity. We didn't play a long time against each other tonight with the ones, but I do think that we've got a good line. I think they're doing a nice job at working hard at being a cohesive unit. And that's the biggest thing about having a line. You have five individuals, and they need to come together and play as one and surge together and be able to communicate and make the combination blocks, come to life. And, I saw good signs of that.
How close is that competition back at quarterback, and what did tonight maybe tell you about those two guys?
Well, I thought the quarterback play was pretty solid tonight, that's a good thing to have. Good quarterback play is important in this league, so that's a good sign. And, I think Todd Downey's done a nice job working that group, and Bill Musgrave and the way they've installed things and worked those guys. So they're all improving players.
Do you think you'll rotate with Roy and Ponder in games, or pretty much just the way it's going to go with the second?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to get into individual battles, sitting here tonight. I think you guys are with us all the time. You guys are, you're going to see how it unfolds. There's a lot of camp left. There's a lot of preseason time yet to determine, roles and things, and I think we'll just let it play out.
It looked like in the second quarter you left most of the majority of your starting offensive line. Was that for them to get that extra work and build that chemistry?
Yeah, we wanted them to get a little extra work. Coach Tice, talked about that, his desire to have that for the group. And I thought it would be a good thing for us to have, the backup quarterback, have that kind of protection. And so it was a good situation. We got some good work and really accomplished what we set out to accomplish tonight.
Pretty arrogant and crowd trying to get in the third series there.
No, that was really my fault. I was a little tardy. I was working with the D and I switched over and said, whoa, wait a minute, get those guys out. And they said, well, they're already out there. I said, it doesn't matter, get them out. So that was my call. I was a little late on that. Yeah, it was a crisp night, and that's what we're looking to have. We're looking to even out our performances. We're looking to sustain a high level of performance, and it was good to see some of those trends because that's what we're looking for. And we've had a lot of ups and downs throughout the camp, and we're trying to flatten that out and be able to sustain really really good football.
Is this kind of what you hope to get out of a first preseason game, that you guys play crisp and you can identify other things?
Yeah, there's so much. Look, trust me, right. As coaches, there's so much we're going to go back and agonize over how we're going to make this better. But it was an excellent night. It was a clean night. We came out relatively healthy and got some good work. So, all in all, I was pleased with the effort.
Is there anyone in particular that you were pleasantly surprised by tonight?
Really, I can't say pleasantly surprised. I mean, I would just say, I know Hayden was an early pick here, so there's a lot of scrutiny on him. I thought, he made a really big play early in the game on a key third down stop, so I would mention that. I thought 88 made a couple nice catches, in traffic, Clive. I thought Bryce had a big night. Bryce did some good things, Bryce Butler. So those are a couple of guys that stood out that we haven't talked about yet.
How much were you looking forward to this game and playing in front of this crowd?
Well, I mean, the emotion of it wasn't what it'll be maybe opening day, obviously I'm a proud Bay Area guy, so it's a pleasure and a treat to be back. It's an honor to be back here. But I really, honestly, was only grinding, thinking about what the details of what needed to be done. I have a long list. I took a lot of notes, from the beginning of pregame through, to the end of the game. There's a lot that needs to be corrected, and we'll work on it. So,
what were your thoughts on the running game as a whole?
I was solid. I mean, we left some things out there. There's some things we'll do better. But I think, you know, we showed what we've done really throughout camp. I think, you know, the line is working hard. They're going to give us a chance. And I think we have some backs with talent.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.